I'm thankful for our good shepherd. And I'd ask you, if you would, just pray for us just a little while. I know it's going to be a long day, and I know we done been here a while. I don't have no intention to be a real long time, but I do feel like I need to preach a little bit.
Amen.
And, we're going to read out of John chapter 10, and then we'll take our text over in 1 Peter. Be a little lengthy reading, but once again, just be patient with me, and I'll try not to do a whole lot of reading, and I'll try not to be very long, I promise. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not into the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth into by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth them, his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spake unto them, but they understood not what things which he spake unto them. And then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that have ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, and by me, if any man enter, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a harlot, and not the shepherd whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth them, the sheep. The harlot fleeth because he is a harlot and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth, even I know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." And that, with the mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to the 16th verse. And I want to go over here and take our text and where our thought come from, out of 1 Peter chapter 2 and 24 and 25. And he said, "Who is his own self? Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness? By whose stripes we are were healed. And for ye were sheep gone astray, but are now returned to the shepherd and the bishop of your souls." And there's where our thought from the shepherd of our souls come from. And how Jesus said, "The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep." And I'm so thankful today that I know the good shepherd. I'm today considered by the Bible, and I believe I can back that up as an under shepherd to a little flock here. And I pray that I would lay down my life for you. I know, but I can't say that I would. But I know he did. And that's what makes him the good shepherd. But I begin to think about a good shepherd and what a good shepherd might do. And one of the first things, I guess I never thought of this before, is how David over there, when he stood before Saul, and he began to tell Saul that he was willing and ready to go up against that Philistine. And he told Saul that there was a wolf and a lion come to take the sheep. And he went out and he slayed the wolf and the lion and the bear. He went out and he slayed the lion and the bear. He grabbed the lion by the beard. So I thought about how David was willing to lay down his life for the sheep. And David was a shepherd, and a shepherd is someone. Then they went out and they stayed with the flock. They didn't just go out and check on them like Brother Marty and Brother Barry might do their cows. They go out and visit with them a time or two a day and spend some time and check on them. Back then, a shepherd went and lived with the flock. They slept with the flock. They knew their flock. They loved their flock. If one of them went astray, they knew every one of them. They knew where they would find that sheep. They know their tendencies. I want you to realize in their mind, they no doubt become a sheep. They thought like a sheep. They acted like a sheep. And because of that, they knew their sheep. And when anything would come around, that's why when the bear and the lion come, I can't imagine being like that. I can't imagine. I thought a thousand times back yonder when I used to, when you heard of church shootings all the time. And I think to myself, Brother Jill, if you ever see a man coming through them doors acting like he's going to harm this church, you make your way. I would be the first one to see him, because I'm looking at what you make your way. You go and protect this flock. You protect these children. And so David carried the lambs in his arms. He protected the ewes, heavy with lambs. He was a good shepherd. But he was one that come before him. And he was not the good shepherd. Over in 1 Peter 5 and 4, it talks about when the chief shepherd shall appear. He said, you'll receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Honey, we have a chief shepherd, one that cares for the flock, one that was willing to lay down his life, not for only the sheep and the sheepfold, but the ones that was going to be drafted in. The ones that I wanted to just be fed by the crumbs of the table. The ones like us. The ones like me. I think about why. Why would he give his life for something like me? I do not understand that. I doubt him so many times. My faith gets weak. And if you'll be honest, yours does too. We find in First and John in the first chapter, It talks about how he called, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I want you to know our shepherd become a lamb. He ain't only our shepherd there in heaven today. He also become a lamb. He come down here among the sheep, and he was made flesh among them. And then that later on in that chapter, I believe about the 32nd verse, John said, "Behold the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world." All the time before that, the shepherds picked out the best lamb. They'd go out and they'd pick out a lamb for their house. And if it was too much for their house, their neighbors stood with them. But then had come a point that that lamb was never able to take away sin. But I want you to realize God gave his only son to come and take away the sin of the world. Also, Jesus, there was no other sheep he could pick from. So he chose himself. And he, the shepherd, become just like me and you, one of the sheep. And become a lamb, not just a sheep, but a lamb. The weakest one of the flock, the smallest. I want you to know he was a sheep that led for the slayers. So he gave himself.
He gave his life. He left glory. The shepherd of all the sheep come down, and he dwelt among us, and he was made flesh. He was tempted in every way. He was hated of men. And they hung him on a tree. They hung our shepherd, the Lamb of God, on a tree to die for you and me. In his body he felt pain. In his body he hurt. But most of all, he knew what I was going to do. I've always talked about the time. The things I've done wrong. Oh, God, there's been so many. But I believe what hurts him the most is when I doubt him. When my faith is so weak. I don't trust that he's got my life. I don't trust that he's got my wife. I don't trust he's got my children. I don't trust he's got my grandbabies. I don't trust him when my faith is weak. But he still gave his life for me. No one else gonna doubt him. Oh, the chief shepherd. Oh, us pastors, we think as under shepherds and elders, we get in our head, it's going to be automatic. We're going to receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. I think a lot of us is going to have a failing report card, Brother Teddy. We're going to have an F, a lot of us are. It's not going to be satisfactory. We get too big, a little too big for our britches. Sometimes we need to be humbled and brought down to get to a point he can use us again. Sometimes, Brother Kyle, he has to give us a dream to wake us up. Sheila's daddy was a shepherd. I learned so much from that man. The few years I got to know him watching over the sheep. Y'all pray for me. That'd be the kind of, I'm an under shepherd. Y'all can think what you want.
Amen.
That's where my heart is. Amen. You can believe I love you or not. I can't help that, but I do. If I fail to show it, I'm sorry. But that's my calling. That's what I am.
Amen.
I ain't saying I'm a good one, but I'd say I am one. But I've got a good one. I've got one to give me directions and teach me and show me how to take care of a flock. He gives me directions. David was a good one. He was. But you know what he said? The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I want you to know he leadeth me into green pastures. He's the good shepherd. He maketh me lie beside still waters. I want you to know he is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gave it all for you. He left glory and come down here and become a lamb. What kind of shepherd would do that? One that loves the sheep. The one that would leave the 99 and go after the one. I've heard Brother Dean talk about being over in Israel. He said they was going down there in a bus,
Well, a bus driver's driving through there and said there was an old valley. There's a hill on each side. And there were shepherds going through there. They was leading their sheep. And they was walking off each side. So that bus driver just stopped. Said, y'all watch this. And said, those shepherds come off each side. And they was talking constantly to their flock. And when they got down out of the road, they met right in front of that bus. And each one of those shepherds kept talking to the flock. And he said, when they come out on the other side, those sheep were still following the shepherd's voice. My sheep know my voice. Amen. They won't follow after a harlot. They won't follow. I want you to know, people say, I can't tell if the devil's leading me or God's leading me. You know.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't know, you got trouble.
Yep.
He's sneaky, but he ain't that sneaky. I know his voice. I've told y'all this before. Sheila's brother down yonder, he'd go out there, and it wasn't sheep, but it was deer. He'd go out there and get a pan of corn, and he'd go out, and he'd shake that corn. He'd say, come on, come on. And he'd go out there, and them deers, you could hear them. I'm talking about wild deers. I'm not talking about pets. I'm talking about deers we'd hunted. They come running off the hill, and they'd come down there, and he'd just pour out corn out there, and them deers would come from there to vary from him and eat. And I thought, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I was telling our boy about it, and he said, I don't believe you. I said, well, you just meet me down there, and we'll do it. So we get down there, Lee's not there. I've got it. I've seen it 100 times. I go over there, and I dip the pan in the corn. I head out through yonder. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come. What, never a deer showed up? He said, I told you. They didn't know my voice. There was a difference. He is the good shepherd. He lay his life down for the sheep. The chief shepherd. I'm just an under shepherd. Oh, no, I'd like to think if somebody come through here and they was going to hurt you, I'd step between them and I would not let them harm you. I'd like to think I would. But he did. He stood between heaven and earth. You and hell. He stood there, and he let them be healed. He could have stopped at any minute. They walked by and shook their hands and mocked him. How you saved others, why don't he save yourself? But the good shepherd hung there. He wanted God's will to be done. He wanted to save Jeff Watkins. Even though he knew what I'd be, he loved the sheep. They took a crown of thorns and placed it on his head, took a reed and hit it. They smacked him, they spit in his face. Any other man, I promise you, if they could have stopped it, they would. Not the good shepherd. He said not a word. He gave his life for you and me. I'm thankful. He loves me.
Amen.
And sometimes I try my best to show him I love him. Not like I should. I'm always not prepared like I ought to be. My report card ain't always good. But sometimes I have a good 6 weeks, Brother Teddy. Every once in a while, I have a good little spree there. Every now
I did in school. I didn't do good in school, but every once in a while I could bring home a poor card from me if I had B's and C's. I was tickled to death to show it to Mom and Daddy. I come walking in. Look at this. And my little sister was always a show out at that age, you know. But that happened just a few times. That what you said this morning meant more to me than anything I'll preach in a year. Oh, I do want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I do. But if I wanted to hear it bad enough, Brother Barry, I'd start living my life more that way, wouldn't I? He's not a harlot. He can't be bought. He didn't do it for filthy lucre. He didn't do it for fortune and fame. He done it for you. He done it for the sheep. So when I mess up and I go astray, and he knows where my weaknesses are, he comes and rounds me up, takes that staff and he hooks me. I had a great granddaddy, his name was Ed Freeman. He was, I think he was 98 when he died. Old man. He was bald. He lived with Pa and Granny. Granny's mama lived with him too, Mammy Alice. Mammy Alice, to go get to the kitchen, she sat there in some old rocker there at the kitchen door. To get to the kitchen, you had to go by Mammy Alice. And you go by there, and she'd have dip. That old snuff running down her corner of her cheeks. She'd say, you just like, I don't know if I want a biscuit that bad. Pappy Ed, he had a walking stick. And you couldn't just get by him. He'd take that walking stick, and he'd hook you. Hook you right around the leg, and he'd come dragging you over there. He'd pull you up there, and he'd set you down. He's like, wow. What that meant to that old man, for a little child to be sitting in his lap and wrap his arms around him. He reached down, he kissed you on the head. And I thought, boy, that's awful. But now looking back, I've become that old man. When he comes through, I'm reaching out and grabbing him. Come here, get Pa's lap. He hugs. I hug him up and hold him and tell him over and over how much I love him. See, when I'm out running around from time to time, he reaches out that big old staff, yeah, and he hooks me. And he pulls me out of the mess that I'm in. He drags me over there and sets me down in his lap. And he hugs me up and he tells me he loves me. How much does it mean to the good shepherd when one comes home? He loves you more than I ever can. More than any person ever can. He become one of you. So he could save you, that he could be the perfect lamb. That's my thought. I pray somebody today gets how much he loves you, what he gave for you, because he loves you. He left all glory. He gave everything for you. You're that pearl he come and gave everything for. So today, as we take of this, amen, you remember how much the chief shepherd loved you. The shepherd
of my soul. Yeah. He is the shepherd and the bishop of our soul.